The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at the El Dorado Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be over on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, which is a street that runs exactly the same way as the Strip, only it's about five blocks, I think, west of the Strip. Easy to find. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bring you important information about good wines and great food in each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received emails from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty. They're getting a little wine as we speak, and we're getting ready for a little bit of food. My guest tonight is Chef Paco, who will be in here in just a few moments at the El Dorado Cantina. Whether you're just beginning with wine or work in the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you much information you can use to at least enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with our dinner meal. Each week, we will feature different wine regions and highlight some of the hidden gems that you will find. Like tonight, we have a winery that you may not have ever heard of called Martin Ray Vineyards and Winery. And boy, wait till you taste those wine. Very, very nice. You'll get to know the wineries and the regions up close and find some food pairings to go along with them as well. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And if it's your first time, please stay tuned. We know that you do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio. And also, we're on worldwide on internet systems all around the globe, and we're available also on podcasts and on iTunes. So listen to us when you can. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass, I always say, so that's what I'd like you to think about. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about our restaurant. The restaurant that we're in tonight is one we have not been to before. It's called the El Dorado Cantina, and it is a beautiful Mexican restaurant. I have to tell you that there's a lot of Mexican restaurants in America. We know there's hundreds of them in Las Vegas, but I mean all over America, and this restaurant was rated number 5 in America. Not just in Las Vegas, but all around the country. That's a good thing. And Chef Paco, who just came in, thank goodness, Chef Paco is here to tell us a little bit about the restaurant because it has great food, good reputation, it's clean, and the service here is about as good as you're going to get. Chef, thank you very much for coming over and spending some time with us, and I'm hoping we can find out a little bit more about you and about the restaurant this evening. Okay, well, when we'll get your microphone when my engineer comes back to work. He's having a lunch break, I guess. But that'll be okay. We need to get his mic on. Okay, sir, tell us a little again what you just told me.
Yes, so thank you so much for coming. It's a blessing to have you all here. We're going to talk about our wonderful restaurant. It's all made with Mexican fruits from scratch, made from my grandma's recipe, some grandma's.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, so that's a good thing.
We've been very successful. Everything that we use here is organic and non-GMO, and that's what we've been blessed.
That's very good. Well, organic is probably the middle word that we like in almost anything when we talk about food here in 2017, but organic is more than just a word. I can remember maybe 15 or possibly 20 years ago when the word organic kind of hit the street, so to speak, and just about anything could be called organic. I can remember watching a delicatessen with some bananas, took them over to a store across the street and marked them as organic because they were starting to turn black. That doesn't make it organic, folks. We'll talk about organic when we come back from our break. Well, we've got to go to a break first. And we'll also be talking with Chef Paco. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines Azure. We're having a good time here at this beautiful little restaurant called El Dorado Cantina. It's a wonderful Mexican restaurant. Now, you know, there's a lot of Mexican restaurants, as I said a few minutes ago, but there aren't too many that are really exceptionally good. And one thing you have to recognize is good food is the best you can get. And that's what you probably try to do at home on a daily basis. And most restaurants look forward to giving their customers the best food they possibly can. But when you have a place like the El Dorado Cantina and a chef like Paco here, you need to know that the quality of the food is as good as it gets. They really go around and search where everything that they can get is the freshest. The produce, as an example, comes from an organic organization. All the things that they have at that business is organic. And I mentioned organic before we went to the break, and I just want to kind of give you a little overview of what it is. Years ago, anything could be considered organic. I gave you an example about some black bananas, but it seemed like they were able to charge you an extra 15 or 20% on whatever it is if they called it organic. Well, fortunately, California was probably the first one to start, but most all states followed very, very close behind California and passed laws on what you had to do in order to call things organic. And it really starts, believe it or not, with the soil that whatever the vegetable or the product is grown in needs to be qualified as an organic part, or it can't be called organic. You can have the best tomatoes in the world, but if they're not grown in the right type of soil that's been classified as organic, you cannot call them organic tomatoes, if that gives you an idea. I don't want to go into a lecture here, but I just wanted to tell you that organic by today's standards is something that needs to qualify. And so you can best be sure that if somebody says that their products are organic, they are. Where before it wasn't necessarily the way it used to work. That when you first started with organic, you probably saw people that were calling just about anything organic, and it really wasn't at that time where it's changed today, huh?
Right, yeah. We have a big opportunity to look for vendors. We've been in the business for 3 years, and it was just hard. Right now it's getting easier. We have a better providers. They come from Northern California. That's where we get most of our stuff.
Right.
All the cheese, all the vegetables, all the meats. As you can find on our menu, we listed all the vendors that we use. So you can also go to the websites and they can give you more information about what we're using. But definitely that was one of our bigger challenges that we have on this restaurant.
Well, I think people have discovered that food tastes better if it's organic. I know it sounds a little bit crazy because, you know, a piece of celery is a piece of celery is a piece of celery, you know? But you know what? They don't necessarily taste the same. And if it's organic, it has some uniquenesses to it that will give you a flavor that you might not get if you grow that In a different type of soil. So it's not hogwash. It is an absolute fact. So consider looking or searching out, if you will, when you go to buy things. If they are organic, it's to your advantage to do it, because it just means, folks, it's healthier for you and your body. You know, they don't make any more money or any less money if it's organic or not. But the fact is, if you consume organic, you will be much healthier for it. So that's a good thing. Okay, I want to talk a little bit more with Chef Paco, because he's got a lot of things that he does. You've got a couple restaurants that you run around trying to keep track of. How do you do all that? Spend lots of hours? Is that the way that works?
Yes. We open 24 hours, so imagine that. It's even harder.
Is that right?
Yes. We open our second location on the strip, right across of the Monte Carlo, 3755 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Uh-huh. And we do more like a street food there, more like authentic tacos, street corn that you just mentioned, non-GMO, non-organic, bowls, salads, quesadillas, and burritos.
Great.
It's more like a fast casual restaurant over there.
Okay. Well, you know, when people think of Mexican food, I hate to say this because it's something that's happened, but over the years, and I guess justifiably so, but most people think of Mexican food as tacos. Boy, there's a lot more to Mexican food than tacos, I have to tell you. Tacos are good, don't get me wrong, and there's millions of them, if you will. There's a restaurant I read about in a magazine here not too long ago that has over 50 different choices of tacos at this restaurant. I don't know, that sounds a little bit crazy to me, but nonetheless, you know, tortillas are good, whether they're corn or flour, I guess. But the fact is, what you put in them is important. And again, one of the important things is to have fresh organic product. That's good, whether it has meat or not. You know, a taco does not have to have meat in order to qualify as a taco. If it's in a shell, whether it's a cooked shell or a raw shell, it makes no difference. It's still a taco. Okay?
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, it's very important to, like you say, make a difference between the Mexican, authentic Mexican, and Tex-Mex. So we are definitely 100% authentic Mexican restaurant, 100% Mexican food. If you ever go to Mexico City, that's where I'm from, you'll never find a burrito.
Yeah.
So that's funny. So when you ask for a burrito in Mexico City, they're going to look at you like, what? What are you talking about? Do you want a burrito to eat?
Right.
So
yeah.
They're going to give you a donkey for sure. So we don't want that. So on Mexico City, more southern that you go to the country of Mexico, uh-huh, that's when you're going to find the best flavors and more authentic flavors of Mexico.
Well, we've spent a lot of time with Wines du Jour going to Mexico, but we haven't been to Mexico City. That's a little bit too far for us to travel from Las Vegas, but we have gone to Baja. Ensenada, as an example, is a place we love to go to. Hotel there that we could stay at, the Hotel Coral, are just about as good a host as you could possibly find. But one of the neat things about this, and a lot of people aren't aware, is about 35 miles east of Ensenada is 108 acres of wine country. Now, they make some outstanding wines in Mexico, even though we don't realize it. And I'm going to tell you why you don't know too much about Mexican wines in stores in America. And it happens to be because of the Mexican government charges a tax to the winery in Mexico to export, if you will, from Mexico into the United States by 12 to 20%, depending on what grape it is. Is that crazy? I think it is. It's wrong. In my opinion. But that's what the problem is. If they take that wine and pay the tax and get it into the United States, and the local restaurant or the local retail store buys the wine, marks it up, it's going to be so much more expensive than Napa Valley wine, nobody's going to buy it. So why do that? And that's why we don't see it, I'm sorry to say. So if you want to taste some great Mexican wines, you have to go to Mexico, in my opinion. But boy, I'll tell you, there's some very nice ones. We experienced it a lot. We've been to Ensenada, I'm going to say, five or six different times to do the show over the last few years, and we've enjoyed every second of the time that we spent there. The people there are about as good with hospitality as anything I've ever seen. So that's another reason to be able to come to a realistic Mexican restaurant and not a Tex-Mex restaurant. I'm not bad-mouthing Tex-Mex food, but it isn't the same as Mexican cuisine, and that's what I'd really like to have you think about is Mexican cuisine as opposed to Mexican food. Am I correct?
Yes, you're 100% right.
Okay.
It just happened just like the tequila, you know, it's becoming more popular. But tequila is a whole process that they do. But you told it right about the wine. It's very unique and it's very tasty and it's worth it.
Yeah, and you're right about tequila too. I want to mention something about tequila because, believe it or not, tequila only comes from one part of Mexico. Tequila is not made in America. Did you know that?
That's right. Not legal.
Not legal to make it in America. To be called tequila, it has to be made in a certain region, which is in the northern part of Mexico itself. And all of the product that goes into that tequila is unbelievably miles and miles of these big, agave. Agave plants are an enormous size, and they take them and cut them up, and they're very heavy, incidentally. They put them on the back of a truck, haul them in, and then they have to cook it. And that's to start it to be able to make tequila.
Yes.
It's a real major process. Now, there's some tequila on the market that, between you and me, probably isn't worth buying. Even though it is made in Mexico, it's not made by the major companies and so on, and the quality isn't as good as it could be. But when you find a quality tequila, you're not going to find much better liquor, if you will, to taste. Straight out, I'm talking about. I'm a cognac drinker. That's what I drink straight, is cognac. And you can do the same thing with good quality tequila. And I'm telling you, it's very, very tasty.
Very smooth as well.
Yeah, that's very, very true. What do you think started things like salsa? This is something that's very common in Mexico, but it's become more and more popular here in America. Most people, I think, make their own salsa at home, or they buy it already made in a jar or in a container in the grocery store. But salsa, I think, has to have three or four different items to truly qualify it as a salsa. Do you agree with that?
Yes, of course, yeah, 100%. So, just like we show you right now what we're doing with our salsas, that's very simple, but that's very flavorful.
Uh-huh.
That's just basically the base of what we have. As you can see, you have the tomatillo sauce and the red sauce as well. And it's just basic. It's just basic roasted tomatoes, roasted tomatillos with some garlic, onion, and just salt. It's so easy, but yeah, it's so flavorful. So we always go for the simple stuff that make things taste better.
But one thing that Paco mentioned that he kind of went over pretty quick, and he says roasted tomatoes and roasted tomatillos. That's the difference, folks. You can buy tomatillos in the store. They look like green tomatoes, but they're called tomatillos, and they are not a tomato. And you can roast those in your oven, or you could put them on your grill. You could actually put them in a skillet, I guess, if you wanted to, on the stovetop, and just cook them for a little while. You develop about 200% more flavor, and that's what they're looking for, is the flavor. That's where the quality is the taste and flavor, correct?
Yes, you're totally right. You're an expert on the salsa. Yeah. I know the process to do. It's 100% right. We always roasted everything home every day, and that's the secret. I think doing it every single day in fresh batches, that's right, the ones that give you the consistency and the flavor 100%.
Sure. You know, it's amazing how much salsa that a restaurant would consume on a daily basis. But even though you could calculate mathematically how much salsa you could use in a whole week or in 3 or 4 days and make it all at one time, it would be a lot easier. But boy, it sure wouldn't taste the same. And you would definitely know the difference as being a customer, even though you wouldn't know why, but you know that this just doesn't taste like it usually does. And it's because it's probably 2 or 3 or 4 days old. Here, it's fresh every day. In fact, if you come in here early in the daytime, there's a chance they say it's going to be a couple minutes before they finish making the salsa, but it'll be out here shortly. It's worth the wait. One of the things I like about salsa is the fact that there are people that don't like heat in their food, and there are people that love hot food. So when you make a salsa, you start out with maybe hardly any jalapenos or anything that's basically considered to be hot. But if you're into the heat part, you can add more of that And some other things as well, like serranos and
yes,
so on.
Yes, your tartar, I just want to tell you about that. It just depends on the heat that you want to add. So we start easy with the jalapenos, and then the second is the serrano, and then the third one will be the habanero, and then now people love the ghost chili, which is super hot.
Yeah, yeah. So, the goat chili is something that people didn't even know about 10 years ago.
Yes.
The habanero was classified for many, many years as the hottest pepper in America. Turns out it's second, not first.
Right.
But it is hot, I will tell you that. What I like to do with habaneros is to roast them for sure. Don't do them straight out. Roast them and that flavor comes out. You still have the heat, of course, but you have more flavor from that, and that's what makes a habanero so popular. It's not just the heat, if you know what I'm saying. Well, it's time again to go to another break. We're having a great time here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the food that the chef has put together to go along with our wine, which I'm going to mention a little bit too. We are tasting two different wines this evening. One is a rosé and one is a regular, if you will. It's simply called Pinot Noir. We'll come back and talk about that right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're here having a very good time at the El Dorado Cantina here in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful little Mexican restaurant that has a reputation that is across the nation, folks, not just very popular locally. People come from all over the country because it was rated number 5 in America for Mexican restaurants. And boy, that's saying something, because there has to be thousands of Mexican restaurants all across the United States. But this is one of the best. So if you come to Las Vegas, make sure you include a trip over to the El Dorado Cantina and have a nice lunch or a nice dinner. They're open 24 hours a day, so you could come anytime. You can't have an excuse. They weren't open. They are open. But the point is, the food is excellent. It's clean, which I have to say some restaurants may not qualify that. But it's also made with fresh ingredients, good stuff, and served by people that know what they're doing. So, and they can answer any questions that you might have. If you ask a food server how this is made or how that's made, they can tell you exactly what's in it. So if you have an allergy or some type of a problem with food, you make sure that you don't get the wrong thing. There's nothing worse than eating something that's going to make you upset. You know, that's not a good thing. Yes. So that's good. So you've been here for 3 years, you said?
Yes.
And you've really grown. I mean, 3 years is not very long, but your reputation has grown much quicker than most by far.
Right. Yeah, you just mentioned something very important, that we cook with the cleaning product and the ingredients. But we also put a lot of love and passion on this place. So that's the top secret, to be honest with you.
That's true. Yeah. That's a very...
When you cook and you have a passion for what you do, this is the result.
Right. That's a very good point.
We love the feedback from our customers, from people from out of world, and even a big challenge for myself that I'm coming from Mexico City, as I mentioned earlier, that I have a lot of people from Mexico City coming and judge me, and they love it. So that was great.
That's a great compliment.
Yes, it is a great compliment, you know, being on top with the chefs that really been making a change here in Las Vegas. I think that's a big thing, just to be successful in this in this city, which is Las Vegas, that you have a lot of restaurants around and a lot of competition, but it's just a lot.
There are over 4,300 restaurants in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas sits. Did you know that?
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was like 3,900, but you make it bigger. So.
Yeah. I wanted to mention a couple things here. Number one, Wines du Jour features wine each week, and we normally feature three different wines and generally from the same winery. Tonight is no exception. Tonight the winery is called Martin Ray Vineyards and Winery. Martin Ray is not probably a household name by today's standards, but the quality of the wines are very nice. They come to us actually from California, and more specifically, the wines that they generally get their grapes from, I mean, I should say the grapes that they usually get their grapes from is from either Napa or Sonoma. Once in a while, Central Coast. But tonight, the three wines that we have are two of them from, as I mentioned before we went to a break, are from the Pinot Noir grape, and I'll talk about that in a few moments. And the first one is the Rosé of Pinot Noir. Now, just so you know, we don't mix anything, or they don't mix anything with the grape juice. It's 100% Pinot Noir, and the difference is the color, to make it rosé as opposed to the regular color of dark red wine, because it is a red wine, is because of the length of time after they squeeze the juice out of the seed, out of the grapes into the seeds and meat and the skins, they allow it to macerate for a given period of time until it turns the color and or gets the sugar from the grape and or some acidity from it. And in the case of the rosé, it's about half the length of time as normal. Therefore, the color is more of a rose color than a deep red Cabernet color. That's where we come up with the rosé of Pinot Noir. It is 13.2% alcohol, which we talk about each week, about how alcohol, the higher the alcohol in your wine, the less it pairs well with food. So if you have a 15.5%, 16%, 16.5%, even a 17% alcohol content in a bottle of wine, it is not going to pair with food all that well. When it gets from 11 up to maybe 15.5%, it's perfect. And tonight, we have all three of our wines are in the 13% category, this one being the rosé being the 13.2. And the second wine, which is a standard, if you will, Pinot Noir, is 13.8%. And that's a good thing. They're both pairing really well with food. The first food that the chef put together to pair with the rosé Pinot Noir is a beautiful shrimp imperial. A shrimp imperial is just a style of cooking shrimp with a little bacon around the outside of it. It's just an excellent appetizer. And I think everybody will agree here, the taste of that shrimp imperial with the rosé of Pinot Noir go very, very well together. We've got to go to a break again. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Russian River Rosé of Pinot Noir, and then go to the regular rosé along with food number two from the restaurant here at El Dorado Cantina. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at the El Dorado Cantina in Las Vegas, where you should be. If you haven't been there yet, you need to do it. As I mentioned earlier, they're open 24 hours a day, so you can come here just literally any time. But I have to tell you, you're going to want to come here more often once you've tasted the food. That's the thing about a restaurant. You know, they're supposed to be known for their food. And in some cases, they are. But in many cases, it's just kind of run-of-the-mill, if you know what I mean. The fact is, Chef Paco and his staff make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. He checks the food to make sure it tastes the way it's supposed to check before it goes out to the customer. And then you and I, we just take it for granted and assume, Jesus, this is pretty good. And that's the way that, you know, that's the way that works. Chef Paco mentioned to our audience a little bit about item number two, which is a chicken taco, which sounds pretty simple. But I have to tell you, to make the chicken the way it's supposed to be, to make the taco, is a little bit more involved. And I'm going to ask Chef Paco if he'd share it with our audience.
Yes, so what we're having right now is a chicken taco with mole. Mole is one of the traditional sauces made in Oaxaca, Mexico. If you ever been there, it's very traditions in there. And it's made with a lot of different spices, chilies, and a dark chocolate. So it gives you a sweet and a little spicy flavor into the taco. So it is very good. And we also have in the restaurant a plate that has my name, Chef Paco Mole Sampler. It has three different types of mole.
Great.
From different states of Mexico.
That's really good. And one of the beautiful things is, now for those of you that are listening, we are tasting tonight or featuring Martin Ray Vineyards from California. And the second wine, Martin Ray, of course, they're both Pinot Noir. We had the rosé of Pinot Noir first. Now we're having the, let's call it standard Pinot Noir, 100%, of course, Pinot Noir, 13.8% alcohol content, very light, which is good, and it goes so well with this beautiful taco. Tacos, I know, there's places that's taco is in their name, but that doesn't make them really good, and it doesn't really make them authentic, so to speak. But when you come to a restaurant that features Mexican food and includes tacos and other items, it's beautiful. And the food here is very, very good. The 13.8% of alcohol in this Pinot Noir is good. And I want to mention something else about all three of the wines this evening. As I mentioned, come from Martin Ray Vineyards and Winery. They all three have what we would call Stelvin closures, if you were into the business, but you and I would probably call them screw caps. They all three have screw caps. In other words, no cork. And I just want to, you know, I say this quite often on Wines du Jour, but I'm going to tell it one more time at least, because it's important to know that just because a bottle of wine does not have a cork in it does not mean it's inferior in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it could possibly be even better because it has a Stelvin closure or screw cap instead of a cork. I know that sounds crazy, and here's why I'm saying that without getting into too much detail. But what happens oftentimes is that air gets between the cork and the wine and gets down into the wine and literally ruins the wine. You have possibly experienced a bottle of wine where they pull the cork, pour it, and it's just not tasteable. Doesn't taste good, doesn't smell good. Well, that's because air got past the cork into the bottle. Screw cap, not one time in over 15 years of testing have they ever found an ounce of wine that's been affected by having a screw cap as opposed to having a cork. So, I mean, from my standpoint, if I was going to be in the wine industry and put wine on the market, I would definitely have every bottle with a screw cap or a Stelvin closure is the proper name for it, as opposed to a cork. Not because I don't like corks, not because traditionally corks are there. In fact, even today, even the bigger wineries that are making some high-end wines, where you need to lay them down for 4 or 5, 6 years before you drink them, are still using corks. But that's changing. You go to Australia, as an example, and 99% of all the bottled wine in Australia, and there's a lot of wine down there, are all Stelvin closures. So It's coming into its own. It had a bad reputation just because if you were in the cork business and somebody comes out with a competitor, you're not going to say too much good about it if you don't have to. And that's what happened. But it proved them to be kind of exaggerated that it wasn't good. It turns out to be very good. So please consider screw caps or Stelvin closures as something that you're looking forward to as opposed to ignoring, if you will. Now, this taco, I have to tell you, it's not a big one, but damn, it's sure a good one, isn't it? You like that, folks? Yeah, everybody's giving me an okay. And this Pinot Noir, I want to mention a few things about the flavor of this Pinot from Martin Ray Vineyards. It has a nice elderberry taste, which is something that you don't find that often in Pinot Noir. It's there in a lot of it, but some of it, you know, it doesn't really have it. All of it has good blackberry. Blackberry and cassis are important things and are in almost every Pinot Noir. This definitely has some of that. It also has some undertones of French oak, which compared to American oak has a little bit different taste and flavor, and I think that's very, very good. This is not an expensive bottle of wine, about $14. And it is very good. It's available in almost every retail store across the country. So if you're not familiar with Martin Ray, that's a man's name, Martin Ray, you can go to the website and check it out, depending on where you live, and order it. Not a problem. They'll be happy to ship it to you anywhere. So that's a good thing. We got to go to another break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you would call in Mexican, what you would call a stuffed corn tortilla. What is that called? We'll find out when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and DC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wine wine du jour. We're having a good time here at the El Dorado Cantina. And I have to tell you, the food here is exceptionally good. I mean, good Mexican food is not easy to find. There's a lot of Mexican restaurants, but good Mexican food is not that easy. And we're in one of the best, I have to tell you. It is very, very good. And it's not because Chef Paco's sitting next to me. But I want to ask you about number three food, the pairs with number three wine. But before we get to the food, I want to mention what the wine is. All of our wines this evening come from Martin Ray Vineyards. That is from California. Santa Rosa, actually, is where the winery itself is located. But most of their grapes come from either Napa or Sonoma, or some of it comes from the Central Coast area. Now, our third wine this evening, even though the first two were Pinot Noir, is going to be a little bit darker, if you will. It is Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, Martin Ray's Cabernet Sauvignon comes to us from California, Sonoma County, more specifically, and is just, I think, delightful. One of the things that I like about it, it has, when you get it poured for you here, folks, and I don't think that's happened yet, but it will be shortly, it has wild blackberries to it. That is something that I love in Cabernet Sauvignon. And the chef has put together something to pair with it that you probably have never heard of before. I told you before we went to the break that it's called a stuffed corn tortilla. Well, it is, but there's a Mexican name for it, and it's simply called panuchos. I think that's right. We'll find out from the expert. Chef Paco, tell us a little bit about panuchos and what that is.
Yes, so now we're going down to the south on Yucatan. That's the peninsula of Mexico, and it's around Yucatan and Cancun. So you guys ever been there? We have the pork, marinate pork wrapped in banana leaves and cook it to perfection. And then we have the tortillas handmade with organic corn, and we stuff it with black beans. And then we put the pork on top, and then with some pico habanero onion. So it's not that spicy.
Ah, good.
But that's the top secret. So that's one of the traditions that the Mayans used to have. The Mayans used to cook just like that, putting the marinade of the achiote, which is a spice, and then they wrap it and they cook it for 16 hours. And that's exactly what we've been doing here since day one.
16 hours is quite a while.
Yep, very low flame, but it just give you that tender, the pork.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so doggone tasty, huh?
Yes, it is very, very good.
So now you know what the panuchos are all about. Basically, it's a stuffed corn tortilla with black beans and some other items. And boy, I have to tell you, they're bringing it out as we speak, and I know darn good and well it's going to taste absolutely beautiful. No doubt about it. Now, tonight, we've been able to go through three different wines, or we're taking our third one as we speak. The first wine, of course, was the Rosé of Pinot Noir. I thought it was very good. Comes to us from the Russian River Valley. In case you don't know about Russian River Valley, it's located in right in the almost dead center of the Sonoma County. So if you know where Sonoma County is, then you know that in the center of that is where they call the Russian River Valley. And it's literally a river, and there's vineyards on both sides of that river. And they're considered to be some of the finest grapes grow in that area because the terroir is so good for that particular part of the country. And terroir, of course, is a French word that means a whole lot of different things, like the soil condition, the nutrition in the soil, how much wind it gets, how much rain it gets, how cold it gets, how hot it gets. All those things added together, the French simply call terroir. Okay? Makes sense to you? I hope so. So that's what we have here. Now, the Cabernet Sauvignon, which is the most popular red grape consumed in the world, is no exception here in in California, because we're in Las Vegas. The fact is that it is 13.9%, which is pretty low for alcohol content in a Cabernet Sauvignon, and that's a good thing. I think it goes so well with what Chef Paco and his staff have put together to go pair with it. Very, very good. So take a sip of this Cabernet Sauvignon. You get a little red pepper in here. I think it's pretty nice. A little caramel, which is a good thing as well. It has a nice tannin. The acidity is good. It has what we refer to affectionately as a long, lingering finish, which simply means that after you swallow it, you can still taste it for a given period of time, and that's a good thing. You're talking about $16 for a bottle, which is very, very reasonable. $16, that's pretty good. And it's kind of an underestimated wine. By that, I mean most people don't know the name Martin Ray Vineyards, as I said at the beginning of our program. But boy, I hope you remember it now, because the wines are very good and the pricing is extremely nice. So the quality is high, the price is good, and the selections such as the Rosé or the Pinot Noir or the Cabernet Sauvignon are all three very, very good. And I hope that solves the question or the problem about what the heck do we take home to have with dinner or with lunch. You know, you can turn on the grill, or you can do what Chef Paco has done, is take 16 hours to allow this pork to cook slow, and what we call low and slow in terms of cooking, for a 16-hour period of time. But the taste and the flavor here is just outstanding. And I have to tell you, that along with this Cabernet Sauvignon ain't too bad at all. We got to go to a break. And when we come back, I want to tell you about an event that's going to happen here in Las Vegas. So that I don't want you to go anywhere. And you're going to meet somebody new. And we're going to talk about Grow Your Own Festival when we come back. So please, don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation. Today, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc., DBA, DebtHelper.com, 3325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Kanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at El Dorado Cantina, where you should be. You know, before we go off the air, I want to mention something and introduce you to somebody that I kind of alluded to before we went to the break, because there's an event that's going to be taking place here on October the 7th. So if you're coming to Las Vegas, make sure you include a trip over to check this event out. And the reason I'm saying that is one of the founders of this event, it's called Grow Your Own Festival. That sounds a little bit unique. Grow Your Own. That's what most people should be doing, but hardly anybody seems to do that. And that means grow your own. Like if you have a little garden in the backyard, or if you have a patio with a few pots that you could put different vegetables or what have you in it, it's a good thing. Anthony Foresta is the founder of this event, Grow Your Own, and it's a seventh annual. And first of all, thank you for coming by, Anthony. I appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about your event and how it's going to work.
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way.
You bet.
Also, so the Grow Your Own is basically, there's a big movement going on here in Las Vegas. People are starting to understand that there's a demand for clean eating. So a lot of people are going out and having services through, I work for someone called Garden Farms. They've been in town for quite some time now, and it's all about producing your own organic herbs, vegetables. Depends on, you know, whatever seasonal. That's how we like to grow, and we do. And you would think that we're in a desert. It's like, how do you grow here? Well, it's pretty easy, actually. And you'd be surprised. We could grow just about anything here, and you could do it organically is the key there, you know. So not to get away from the Grow Your Own Festival. The Grow Your Own Festival is about teaching people how to do that here in this town. And there's going to be workshops from Master Gardeners, and it's all designed for Las Vegas. So every piece of information that's going to be given out there and every demonstration is designed for our climate, you know.
Isn't, in fact, to interrupt you for a second,
sure.
Isn't Chef Paco going to be doing a demonstration at
Absolutely.
Your event as well?
Yeah.
He's been here with us this evening. I just wanted to throw that in because he's
amazing.
A really good guy and he knows what he's talking about. So I look forward to seeing what his demonstration is going to be all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as eating clean, I have to come here. This is one of my favorite restaurants because the food is so on point. It's great.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, so tell us where this is and how we, is there tickets you need to get? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a free event for the public, and tickets are available, free tickets are available online at growyourownfestival.com. And it's great to go on and just get your tickets, print them out, and just show up day of. And there's going to be tons of great, clean food there, lots of live entertainment. There's something for everyone. There's a lot. There's a kids zone this year. We're growing every year, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So I'm glad to see.
So this is on Saturday, October 7th, and it runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So that's quite a bit of time. So you got time for a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, lots of live entertainment. There's a whole lineup. I don't have it in front of me.
That's okay, yeah.
With all the musicians that are going to be there. They're great talent in Las Vegas. It's gonna be at the Vegas Roots Community Garden. Actually, the founder of the Vegas Roots Community Garden was on the Chew, the ABC morning show this morning, and she did a little show on there, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
So yeah, that's actually right off of Rancho and Tonopah.
All right, that's Grow Your Own Festival.
Correct.
Okay, I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour here at the El Dorado Cantina. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each week at the very same time at the very same station that you're listening to us currently. We're always looking for more and more listeners, so pass the word and give it out to them. If you'd like to know more about my favorite subjects, you can go to my website, leskincade.com. I want to thank Chef Paco Martin Jordan, who is the general manager here at the restaurant. I want to also thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, Remember, this has been part of a civilized life and 7,000 years, and you need to know that beverage that feeds the body.